moments of celebration. Celebrate life with hearts that pray. Celebrate life with hearts that pray. Moments of celebration.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah. Sallallahu alayka ya Habiballah. Teri jab ki deed hogi, jab meri eid hogi. Teri jab ki deed hogi, jab meri eid hogi. Mere khwab mein tum aana, mere khwab mein tum aana, mere khwab mein tum aana. Madani Madine wale, sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah. Sallallahu alayka ya Habiballah. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا و مولانا محمد وعلى آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین. اما بعد، فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ. الصلاة والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ. الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ. وعلى آلک و اصحابک یا نور اللہ. الحمدللہ ثم الحمدللہ. Another beautiful morning, dear viewers. And not just another morning, but rather, subhanallah, the day of Eid. Subhanallah, Eidun Sa'idun. It is a beautiful day, dear viewers of Madini Channel. This is, as I mentioned, a day where even the children will wake up earlier than the adults. Subhanallah, the day of happiness, the day of joy. Subhanallah, the day where the air is filled with beautiful fragrance. Yes, dear viewers of Madini Channel, today is the day of spreading happiness, the day of feeding others, the day of expressing your joy, the day of partaking in the happiness of others. Subhanallah, the day where we distribute happiness and khushiyan, dear viewers. Everywhere throughout the globe, we have different experiences. In South Africa, we have a different andaz and a different way of celebrating this day. Likewise, in Indo-Pak, India, Pakistan, UK, and in various other parts of the world, subhanallah, this day is celebrated with customs. And subhanallah, of course, aside from the customs and the tor tariqa, we follow the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It is the day where we all waited for, subhanallah, impatiently, dear viewers. But together with this, as our program is moments of celebration, moments of happiness, moments of joy, subhanallah, we should know, dear viewers, aside from all this happiness and joy that we have in today's day, we should understand it is not just about new clothes. It is not about delicious food. It is not about only visiting the families, but rather something deeper, something more meaningful. Subhanallah, because Eid is a reward ceremony from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the believers, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Subhanallah, for 30 days, we woke up early and we performed Salatul Fajr ba jama'at. For 30 days, we starved ourselves. We remained hungry, thirsty, away from foods and drinks for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For 30 days, alhamdulillah, we performed our Salatul Taraweeh with jama'at in the masjid, subhanallah. We enjoyed these moments, dear viewers. And today is the day of reward. Today is the day of celebration, jihad, dear viewers. And what makes this event and this program even more Madina and special is that, subhanallah, I am joined by our two esteemed and great muballighs of Da'wat Islami who need no introduction to the airwaves of Madini Channel. Subhanallah, let's welcome my very good brother, a very good scholar, a muallim and teacher, subhanallah, who is my partner in our Mondays and Tuesday night programs, Reformation of the Ummah. Subhanallah, our beloved Ziyad Madani Hafizahullah. Let's welcome him on set. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah. How is Maha Sahib?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, and this was the moment for which we all awaited, MashaAllah. Maulana Sahib is with us. And now let's welcome another beautiful guest who has come for the first time on our program. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. He as well needs no introduction on Madani channel, for he is our beloved Suhail Madani Hafidhahullah. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Subhanallah. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How are you keeping, Mulana?
Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah. Welcome to the program. Moments of celebration, ya Sayyidi. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So we have both our guests. Tafaddal, ya Sayyidi. Tafaddal. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Today, Ya Sayyidi, is a very, very special day. As I mentioned that on usual days in Ramadan al-Kareem, we will wake up in the morning, we get up in the mornings, mashallah, we all partake in the Sahri program in our homes. And usually we find it a struggle to even eat in the morning. Yet this is the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a very healthy sunnah.
Yes.
I'm most certain, Ya Sayyidi, that many people, mashallah, have seen a major difference in their health in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem.
Yes,
definitely. I would say a positive, from a positive point of view. Many people who suffered from ulcers and from many other body illnesses, especially those who are obese, you know, in the month of Ramadan, subhanAllah, this really helps, Ya Sayyidi. And then the day of Eid comes when we have to pack for the days that you have not eaten. In one day, subhanAllah, you know, everywhere you go, you're offered, subhanAllah, the Eid milk. Ya Sayyidi, what is special in your home when you would come from the Eid Salah itself?
Yes, mashallah. When we return from Salatul Eid, usually we come home and we meet our family members, etc. Alhamdulillah. At that time, the family members all meet, they hug. And this is, of course, we have to take into consideration those that we are allowed to meet as per the Sharia, as per Islam. So alhamdulillah, you meet your immediate family members and we sit together and we have a meal. This also is very special because it's symbolic as well that we fasted through the month of Ramadan. We never had a breakfast, if I leave Sahari out, just after Salatul Fajr or into the day that we sat and had a meal. So for the entire month of Ramadan, we didn't do so. So therefore, we sit together and we celebrate this day of Eid. In South Africa, I think there are some lovely customs as well, which is good that when people sit together, there's a traditional milk that is made in which there is sometimes badam, that's almonds. You also have some raisins in them, some saraya, some, as they call it, dhamasari here. So people tend to have that. And they partake in other sweetmeats, in other dishes as well, to show their celebration and their happiness on this moment of Eid. So that is usually the custom. Of course, I'm just sharing now that in my home, mashallah, before we sit for that, or as we sit for that, before we partake in anything, we usually have a Fatiha. Meaning we would recite some ayat of the Holy Quran and we'd make dua for ourselves, for the entire ummah, for the marhumeen, for Muslims that are going through difficulties in various parts of the world. And we send isale thawab to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to all of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, and to all of the mu'mineen, mu'minat, muslimin, muslimat. So this is another beautiful custom that I see here in South Africa. That is a very positive custom. So
mashallah,
those who wish to adopt that too, you are welcome to do this mashallah good as well, inshallah.
Mashallah, subhanallah. What about yourself, Ya Sayyidi? On the day of Eid, when you are at your home, mashallah, after Eid Salah, meeting and greeting with the families, how are you welcomed at your home, Ya Sayyidi? With what dishes and what foods and what drinks, mashallah?
You spoke about dishes and eats. There's so much your mind can't choose from. You feel full just by looking at it.
Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah. For 30 days, you know, you sacrificed. And at that morning, the barakah is there, subhanallah. You know, and this is the beauty of it, the family, subhanallah. My family is coming. My son is coming. My nephew is coming. And we're going to give them the best. We're going to give them everything, subhanAllah.
Agreed, I agree.
And it's so beautiful that, you know, to enter a home where, you know, you are meeting with your parents, you are meeting with the elderly. And yeah, in South Africa, subhanAllah, beautiful tradition that, you know, we go meet the elderly first at home when we go for Eid. And even the parents as well, mashallah, if there's a nani or nana or dadi in the house, then they will encourage you, go and meet daddy first, go and meet nani first, subhanallah.
I think that's a very good thing, a very good habit to instill in our children, you know,
to recognize
their elders. But Yasir, as Mansa was speaking, you know, I'm just recalling in my childhood days, you know, as we evolve in life, we realize things change as well, right? But when I was a small child, you know, it was a different vibe altogether.
Yes.
And now, seeing my own children, you know, my child once asked me, Abba, which Eid is this coming? The Eid where you get money. Allahu Akbar. So he recalls, or he calls this day of Eid where it's Eidi for him. Mm-hmm. And they will make money from people, whereas they will give them gifts, subhanAllah, in the form of money as well. And children they get excited, you know. And there was a time when we would also stand in the queue from the seniors and the elders of the family and say, where's my Eidi as well, subhanAllah? But at the end of the day, we'll be counting how much of money we have made, subhanAllah. So it's the day, Ya Sayyidi, where, subhanAllah, really Muslims who strived throughout the month of Ramadan al-Kareem, those who strive to recite the Quran, to perform their Salat al-Taraweeh ba Jama'at, and complete the Quran Pak, who tried to be generous throughout the month of Ramadan al-Kareem, who cried in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. As per the ahadith, what we have understood thus far, they are most deserving of this day of Eid.
Absolutely.
This celebration actually is for them to take a salary and reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
SubhanAllah.
That's the night before Eid itself is known as Laylatul Jaiza.
Yes.
The night of reward, the night of receiving rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like a person who worked for a month in a company, and at the end of the month, it's payday, it's pay time. And everyone looks forward for his salary that he worked hard for.
Yes.
In the month of Ramadan al-Kareem, a person works hard to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many people who never performed even tahajjud salah in their lives, maybe. Perhaps, it's possible. But what compelled you to wake up in the morning was your sahri. And many people will say, you know what, there's enough time, let me go and perform my tahajjud salah.
Mashallah.
And many people became into the habit, they became habitual because of this action for 30 days in a row, Ya Sayyidi.
Alhamdulillah.
So Alhamdulillah, with all due respect and I would say, you know, congrats to those brothers and sisters, mashallah, to those children who became habitual of performing salah in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. This month has done you good, subhanAllah. These moments are the moments of forgiveness. These are the moments of reward and joy, happiness and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, Ya Sayyidi. You know, there are many questions that comes to mind. And since our discussion, our theme for the program is moments of celebration.
Yes.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today's day is going to be celebrated till midnight maybe in some countries, you know. And in South Africa, of course, families get together. You have this programs of the families where people will gather for breakfast, either for lunch, either for supper. And you have this chit chat. You haven't seen families for so long, mashallah. You get to intermingle with them. You get to, you know, cover up about life with them as well, since we haven't seen and met each other for so long. Alhamdulillah, this will continue till the end of the day. But dear viewers of Madani channel, do not forget that it is the day of reward. It is the day of receiving barakah and khayr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the hardships you endured during the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. But now it's time that we turn towards Mawlana Sahib. For we need to understand this, Ya Sayyidi, that we often hear in the ahadith and the ulama ikram that Eid is the day of reward.
Yes.
Eid itself is a reward for the believers itself.
SubhanAllah.
But what does this actually mean, Ya Sayyidi? In Islam, what does mean that the day of Eid is a reward for the believers itself?
MashaAllah, Munasab, actually you pointed me in a very beautiful direction when you spoke about Laylatul Jaiza. So let's start from the night of Eid.
Right.
From the night of Eid, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said regarding the arrival of Eid that by the end of the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the believers.
Allah.
And the Sahaba ikram asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it Laylatul Qadr that you are speaking of, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah azza wa jal forgives the believers on Laylatul Qadr? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's not Laylatul Qadr that I'm speaking about. Do you not see that after a laborer does his work, then he is paid, he is recompensed in full? SubhanAllah. And
subhanAllah.
So, when the believer works hard, struggles, strives, sacrifices through the month of Ramadan. Throughout the month of Ramadan, when the believer works hard and then the day of Eid comes, then that day and that night becomes a means of reward for the believer. Now, in which way can we say it is a means of reward? I think the mind easily goes towards being able to eat, being able to drink through the day, being able to feast through the day, whilst we kept hungry, we kept thirsty throughout the month of Ramadan. However, it's not only about eating and about drinking.
Right.
It's about receiving the thawab, the rewards of the afterlife as well. And especially that, that on the day of Eid, all of that recompense, all of that rewards are given. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us also that every night in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives many people.
Allah, as per
some narrations, 60,000 people are forgiven on every night of Ramadan. And on the night of Eid, Allah azza wa jal forgives as many people as He azza wa jal has forgiven throughout the month of Ramadan. What a rewarding night this is, that Allah Azza wa Jalla rewards you for all of your striving, for all of your efforts, and then you come into the day of Eid. This is a day of recompense. This is a day that we need to be asking Allah Azza wa Jalla, begging Allah Azza wa Jalla that, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, please accept the ibadat that I've tried to do and reward me. In fact, the Sahaba Ikram would meet each other on the day of Eid, and what would be their statement and dua to each other? They used to say, Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept all of the ibadat that you have done and I have done. That whatever ibadat we've tried to do in the month of Ramadan, this is the day that we beg Allah Azza wa Jal that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, please accept these ibadat and please reward us for all of these efforts. So in this, we see that it is the day of Eid, it is the day of reward for the believers. The day of Eid is as a reward for the one who has fasted in the month of Ramadan, for it's a day of happiness. Rasulullah has said that for the one who fasts, there are two happinesses. Farhatan, there are two happinesses for the sa'im, for the one who fasts. One is at the time of iftar. Iftar means breaking the fast. If we look at that in a day-to-day basis in the month of Ramadan, by Salatul Maghrib time, as Maghrib comes in, you break your fast. And if you look at it with regards to the entire month, then your fitr is on the day of Fitr, day of Eid al-Fitr, that is the point at which you are not fasting. So that's a happiness, it's a joy. But there's another joy, a special joy. The second joy Rasulullah has mentioned, that there is a farha, there is a happiness when this fasting person who fasted during his lifetime, during the month of Ramadan, he fasted, when he meets his Rabb. When he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the true joy that he or she experiences, because Allah azza wa jal rewards him or rewards her for all of his or her sacrifices.
Subhanallah. Amazing, ya Sayyidi, subhanallah. And the point is that Mu'azzab has given Allahu Akbar. Really shakes the heart, ya Sayyidi, to know that how fortunate we are as Muslim that Allah Kareem has blessed us with this day, and that we have pass through the days of Ramadan al-Kareem. Many of our pious predecessors, ya Sayyidi, would even cry for months after Ramadan has left.
Allah.
And the reason behind their tears was that whatever ibadat, whatever worship we have done in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem, Allah may accept. Due to the fear of that being rejected, they cry for months even after Ramadan has passed, ya Sayyidi. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, it's really amazing to know, mashallah, Azza wa Jalla, that this is our beautiful deen, subhanallah, to such an extent that Allah Kareem wants us to partake in this happiness. To what extent, dear viewers? To this extent that it is haram to even fast on the day of Eid. Jihad, dear viewers, it is compulsory. If you kept the obligatory fast in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem, then Eid is for you as well, subhanallah. Allah Kareem wants you to partake in this day. And even those who did not fast, for whatever reason, ya Sayyidi, we see that equally people celebrate the day of Eid. But more deserving are those who really worked hard in the month of Ramadan. We see Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, why would he say, when somebody had asked him from his muhibbin, from his disciples and his family members, Abba Huzur, we see that today is the day where people are using new clothes. People are dressed in elegant clothing. And they are showing happiness, whereas we find you crying. The reason behind this, Abba Huzur. And then Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala mentioned, he said that my day of Eid will be that day when I depart from this world with my iman intact.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So when on ordinary days, ya Sayyidi, his record is this, that he would for 40 years perform his Salatul Fajr with the wuzu of Isha Salah.
Allah, Allah.
Then what's expected from the Shaykh himself, Ghawth al-Thaqalain, Allahu Akbar, what will be his level of ibadat in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. But this is how they treated Eid day. There are many people out there who are youngsters who did not even have a shari'i uzur, who did not have a shari'i exemption, an excuse to not fast in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. It is possible, but they are equally found celebrating as if they are most deserving of this day. It is the day of happiness, most definitely. But for those who have done justice in the month of Ramadan, dear viewers, this is very, very important. That is why we find that those who are more obedient and humbled, even after working so hard in the month of Ramadan, you will find them happy, but not like partaking in every activity with the fear that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, may I not put water over all the efforts I have put in the month of Ramadan, because laughing, joking, intermingling, sometimes people go overboard. So it is a day of happiness, moments of celebration, but within the boundaries of the sacred Sharia, dear viewers of Madini Channel. We should respect and obey the laws of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because this is what we have studied, this is what we have learned, this is what we have followed our Imams reciting in Taraweeh Salah. Ati'u Allah wa Ati'u Rasul. Yes or no, dear viewers? Yes, we are commanded to be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So today, as you are, mashallah, perhaps in the parks, family get-togethers, maybe invited for lunch, maybe for supper, at some place, some venue, wherever you are, observe the rules and the rights of Sharia, dear viewers. Together with that, enjoy, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, your day will be much more fruitful. There are many brothers, mashallah, Ya Sayyidi, who set for 30 days i'tikaf. There are many brothers who set for 10 days i'tikaf. And what happens is that usually the Chandrat, they call that, you know. And that's a moment where family members, in Indo-Pak I have seen this, where family members come to receive those members who set for i'tikaf with garlands.
MashaAllah.
And subhanAllah, the moment the moon is sighted and now they are permitted to leave the masjid, to leave the boundaries, a person was more safer from guna and sins. But absolutely, now there's no guarantee of what will happen once he exits the masjid. However, dear viewers, moments of celebration is that we have the balance. Jihad, we have the balance. Just as, mashallah, you protected yourself in the month of Ramadan from going to the wrong places, from saying the wrong things, observing silence, performing salah, this is what's expected from you after Ramadan, and thus you will receive the reward in full measures, inshallah, azza wa jalla, because today is the day of celebration and a reward day as well. This is our discussion. This is our topic, mashallah. Let's go to Mulana Suhail Sahib, mashallah, azza wa jalla. I can see we have just finished the time of lunch, and Mulana Suhail Sahib looks like he's going to go for second round of lunch.
Inshallah.
Azza wa Jalla. Actually, on Eid day, you are offered so much to eat, Ya Sayyidi, and sometimes you cannot just do justice to it, you know. Many times you'll visit many family members. However, Ya Sayyidi, tell us that from a community perspective, right, what does Eid mean to an ordinary Muslim? What is the meaning of Eid for an ordinary person, a layman?
Well, from that perspective, and, you know, to break it down for simpler understanding, Eid got to do with family.
Right.
You know, family, meeting one another, especially your close relatives, yeah, brothers and sisters, and cousins with one another, siblings, meeting, sharing Eid. Obviously, your maharim, etc. And like you mentioned, maintaining the boundaries of Sharia, subhanAllah. And you see that joy and that happiness. And this is from amongst the great practice of the Reverend Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he advised us in many occasions and times to, you know, have good family relationships, family ties. And this is what we see on the day of Eid, subhanAllah. That you won't think about your friend that you'll sit with throughout Ramadan, you know, at Taraweeh Salah, going for Taraweeh Salah, coming. But your first thought that comes to mind is family.
Family.
My relatives,
Allah,
subhanAllah.
Allah, Allah.
And, you know, a beautiful tradition also here in Durban that I see is that we don't forget our relatives, our outer circle, especially those that perhaps have lost their loved ones. And we've seen that, you know, it will be nice that we go and visit them on this blessed day of Eid, you know, to give them some joy, to give them some happiness. And with this comes with, you know, sharing of mithai, sharing of some sweet dish, subhanAllah. And I know when I was a kid, you know, when it is told that now we're going to certain relatives' house, so especially my siblings will say, okay, do you think we're going to get enough Eidi? Are we going to get enough treats? And then we'll be excited, in fact, to go to certain relative's house, because now we know if we're going to go there, we're going to cash it in there,
yes,
on this blessed day of Eid.
Yes.
Or we're going to go to certain, or we'll even ask our parents, are we going to certain relative's house, because that relative makes the best barfi.
Mashallah.
You know, or that relative makes the best chanamaks. So we'll be excited like this. So you can see that bonding of family and visiting and sharing. Because now, on that day also, you know, you feel shy that I'm going to meet someone. I can't go empty-handed. You know, on an ordinary day, you'll just go visit. But on that day, it's expected to that someone's going to come with something, and I have to take something. I have to give something. And even you don't just think about the adults. You think about the little ones that, you know, now people start calculating how many children does this person have?
Allah.
How much can I break down and give, subhanAllah? And even like with neighbors, you see, Uzur. You know, this childhood memories keep coming back. That after Eid Salah, you know, Dadi used to tell us, go and visit the neighbors. Go meet them.
Allah,
you know, take du'as
Allah,
from them.
Allah.
And when we used to go, Uzur, I noticed that besides meeting, we were given 5 rand coins. And then at the end of the day, we all are sitting, all the cousins, sibling, now we, or your friends, we're saying, right, let's count our coins, how much coins we got. So the trick was, the more neighbors we're going to meet, the more we're going to cash it in, subhanAllah. But with that beauty, getting the blessings of meeting, getting the blessings of getting, subhanAllah, du'as, and with that getting Eidi, with that getting that nice barfi, with that seeing the smiles, and you know, this, especially when you have elderly people at home, Uzur, subhanAllah. You know the joy that it brings to their heart. Because Allah will grant them long life with good health, but they don't know how long they're going to live for. But they just want to see their last few moments in happiness. Possibly this could be our last Eid or their last Eid. But seeing that joy, how much of happiness they get. Marhumin that have left this dunya even. Because they are remembered, like Marasa mentioned, making Fatiha Khani before drinking that Eid milk on that day, remembering our marhumin, sending isali sawab for them. So they are also not forgotten this day of Eid.
But what I really like, Munana, is that also on the day of Eid, we notice, Ya Sayyidi, that in Africa, the rujhan and the custom is that after Eid Salah, you find the Qabristan very full.
Yes.
Have you noticed that, Ya Sayyidi?
Absolutely.
I don't know whether in other countries it's the same, right? I really admire it here, and I even said last year, I remember saying it to some brother, that why isn't this the case every Fridays? Friday is also a form of Eid. It's a day of Eid for the believers. Actually, it is the Eid of the week.
SubhanAllah.
And we should at least treat that day on as a special day. And SubhanAllah, you know, visit the marhumin at the Qabristan.
Absolutely. This is a nice point for us to take forth from Ramadan, from the day of Eid, on throughout the rest of the year. You know, that as on the day of Eid, we remembered, yes, the living, and we also remembered our deceased. So too, at least once a week, it's good for us to visit the Qabristan
and
send Isal al-Thawab, to give dua, because those relatives, those family members, those deceased Muslims, even if they are not relatives to us, they become happy, they become pleased when we come to visit, when we come and give dua to them, when we make dua and maghfirah for them.
Allah.
It's a beautiful way of gifting them. Since we can't really give them anything else, that is the Eidi. And the Eidi should be given as well. The special Eidi of dua and maghfirah should be given throughout the year, especially on Fridays. We should visit them. Qabristan. Whilst Munasa was speaking about visiting neighbors, I recalled that related to the Qabristan as well, that when we go to the Qabristan, then our elders would advise us that you are going to go, you're going to visit your loved one who has passed away, your deceased loved one, and you're going to give them dua. Then remember their neighbors as well.
Allah.
Because as they had neighbors within dunya, they have neighbors within the Qabristan, within the Qubur as well, that they are neighboring Qubur. And so when we go to give dua, then give dua to your loved ones who have passed away, and also to their neighbors as well. You see that sometimes people plant some flowers or plant some tree or so on those Qubur of their loved ones, with the hope that as the dhikrullah happens from these living plants as well, the deceased within the qabr will also be shown mercy. Then too, our elder relatives say, remember the neighbors of that qabr as well. Place some tree or some plant or some flowers upon that qabr too, that as long as it stays fresh, it also makes the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the deceased who are buried in those qabrs also benefit. At least they will be happy. When you're giving salam at the Qabristan, give salam to all. When you're making dua, make dua for all as well.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Kya baat hai, Madine ki. And this is the adab and the etiquettes of entering the Qabristan, visiting the loved ones, MashaAllah. at the graveyard, dear viewers. Recite durood and salawat when you enter. Make salam. Send salams upon them, subhanallah. And they, remember, there were many brothers and sisters who were with us last year. And this Eid, they are not with us. Last year, on Eid day, my mother passed away. And this is my first Eid without her. Likewise, for many brothers and sisters out there, you have lost some relative, family member. Do not leave them this Eid. If it's possible, go and visit the Qabristan. Make dua maghfirat for them, as Mawlana Sahib had stated. MashaAllah, fortunate are those brothers who are there in Madinat al-Munawwara, Allahu Akbar, who will be visiting the Mubarak Rawda Anwar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will be spending Eid in the city of Aqaido Jahan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
That is Eid upon Eid.
Eid upon Eid. There's a double Eid, subhanallah, subhanallah.
MashaAllah.
Allahu Akbar. My heart is just saying right now, Madina, Madina, hamara Madina, hame jaano dil se hai pyara. Madina, 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 hamara Madina, har aashiq ki aankho ka tara. Madina, utke jaao kahan Madine se, utke jaao kahan Madine se, kya koi dusra Madina hai, kya koi dusra Madina hai, kya batao, kya batao, ke kya Madina hai.
Mawlana Sahib, now that you are reciting such a shair, that the leaving of Madinatul Munawwara, yes, arriving in Madinatul Munawwara feels like an Eid. And the leaving of Madinatul Munawwara feels like the leaving of Ramadan.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, if you look closely to this pious personality, you see that when the month of Ramadan departs, as much as there is joy that the day of Eid has arrived, but the blessings of Ramadan were so immense, are so immense, that you can't help but feel a sadness when this loved one, this guest that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us, leaves us. And so, when the month of Ramadan leaves, you see Amir al-Sunnat crying continuously, crying so much that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, you've given us such a guest. We wish we could do better. We wish we could have done more ibadat. Although, alhamdulillah, these pious personalities do so much of ibadah. And you find a similar feeling when one leaves Madinatul Munawwara. That I came home. It is, you know, the mother city of every believer. It's the beloved city.
Allah.
It feels like our watani asli, that this is a really home.
Ya salam.
And when someone is leaving Madinatul Munawwara, that same feeling, like how when Ramadan Sharif leaves us, that feeling is upon the heart, that now I'm going to be separated from the city that I love so dearly. As when the month of Ramadan comes, people have that desire. Yes, we all pray and we make dua for long life. But also when we make dua that when we are going to leave dunya, may we also leave in the month of Ramadan. May we also leave in the state of fast. When you are leaving the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, a similar feeling comes upon us. That I'm going to leave the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, whilst my heart desired and desires that when my soul leaves my body, I wish that I am here. I wish I'm here within the city of Madinatul Munawwara. But now the heart is torn apart that I have to go back, whilst my heart is really remaining behind you. SubhanAllah. So those who are in the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, Mubarak to you. You have a double celebration. But also condolences to you if you are going to have to leave the city. As we felt the difficulty of leaving the month of Ramadan, there is also the difficulty of leaving the most beloved city.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. That's the poet says, Ya Sayyidi, with regards to leaving Madinatul Munawwara.
Firaqe Madina mein dil gham zada hai. Firaqe Madina mein dil gham zada hai. Jigar tukde tukde hua ja raha hai. Main lafzon mein kaise bata doon kisi ko. कि क्या क्या मुझे आज याद आ रहा है उसकी आंखों का नूर तो देखो उसकी आंखों का नूर तो देखो जिसका देखा हुआ मदीना है जिसका देखा हुआ मदीना है क्या बताऊं
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم مبارك for those who have performed their umrah, for those who sat for itikaf in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for those who touched the lands of Madinat al-Munawwara, haram ki zameen aur qadam rakke chalna, are sar ka mauqa hai, oh jaane wale. You have reached the place where you were supposed to go headlong, dear viewers.
Allah Allah.
You have touched the land and the city of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Mubarak, mubarak, mubarak to all those, mashallah, who are spending the Eid day today, mashallah, azza wa jalla. Allah bless them. Ji, Mawlana Sahib.
We always make dua at death in the month of Ramadan, whilst in the state of fasting,
Allah,
in front of Roza Rasul,
Allahu Akbar, Allah,
in Madina Munawwara. Subhanallah. That's in fact a death to work towards, to strive towards. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept that dua, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, in all our favors, inshallah.
Ameen.
Ek aash Madine mein mujhe maut yun aaye. Ek aash Madine mein mujhe maut yun मैं तेरे सर हूँ मेरी रूह चली हो
आमीन बिजाह नबी अमीन सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम
हुजूर मौलाना साहब I have this thought in mind that we are speaking about the speciality of Eid and the day of joy. And yet we are also discussing certain things that could bring our hearts towards feeling some sadness, like
Allah,
when we think of separation from Madinah,
Allah,
the month of Ramadan. This is also very important for the believer. In case anyone feels that, why are you discussing this as well? The believer always balances his life. That when there are times of happiness, we also think of times of sadness. When we think of life, we also think of death. Why? Because when we think of happiness, sometimes a person could go overboard. But when a person remembers maut, when a person remembers some sadness, it brings them back to the reality that I can't overstep my boundaries. I have to stay within my boundaries. We saw this advice as well from some of our pious persons, that on the day of their nikah, which is among the happiest occasions of their life, they still visit the qabristan. And when they are asked that visiting the qabristan, even on such an occasion, such a happy occasion, they say that now too, I need to remind myself that as happy as this be, there are moments of sadness, there is maut, there is death that is waiting for me. And so when I recall this, then I will not step out of
time.
So subhanallah azza wa jal, as much as we see the happiness of the day of Eid, we also remember maut. We also remember our deaths.
Mashallah.
We also remember sadness. We remember that we are here in this world for a little while. And as the month of Ramadan had passed, so too our lives will pass. And so we cannot afford to spend this time, these precious moments of the day of Eid in the disobedience of Allah, because maut is waiting for us
Allah
too.
Allah.
So enjoy it, but enjoy it in the way that is pleasing to Allah.
Kya baat hai, Mawlana Sahib, what a beautiful thing you have mentioned. And this is the beauty of Iman.
Absolutely.
That we have the balance.
Alhamdulillah.
Today is a day of joy, so we should not become so joyful that we forget death and heedless of death itself. Islam reminds you all the time. Subhanallah. However, Ya Sayyidi, you have taken our minds to Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara, and I think jano dil bas hosh o khirat sab to Madine pahunche. Tum nahi chalte raza, sahara to saman gaya. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It's time now that we listen to a beautiful kalam, inshallah, that will rejuvenate our spirits, our hearts, our minds, our souls, and that will remind us of Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama, Zadahullahu Sharfa Muta'zima. For those who did not make it this year, Allah Kareem take you very soon, inshallah. Time and again. Dikha de ya ilahi, woh Madina kaisi basti hai, jahan par raat din maula teri rahmat barasti hai. Ameen. Ameen. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have some kalams on the list, dear viewers. However, my heartfelt kalam that I would want to listen today, inshallah, is Qasida Burda Sharif.
Subhanallah.
You know, what beautiful ash'ar were composed by great, great, great awliya and walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like this great buzurg, Hazrat Shaykh Sharfuddin, Muhammad Sharfuddin, Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allahu Akbar. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abada.
Ameen.
Ala habibika khayri khalqi kullihimi. So chale inshallah azza wa jalla, this kalam is a special request from myself, inshallah azza wa jalla. Please enjoy this kalam, for the reciter is none other than our beloved pyare pyare Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari Hafidhahullah Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, who will recite this, and mashallah we will also listen to its English translation, dear viewers. Stay locked in tune with Madani Channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك بك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفارقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا اكرم الخلق ما لي من الوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فان من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فان من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علو ميك علم اللوح والقلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدئ النعم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي بال مصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
سبحان الله سبحان الله صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم and you are watching the program called Moments of Celebration dear viewers it's a day of happiness the day of joy and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin I am accompanied by our two guests for those who have been following us from the very beginning alhamdulillah rabbil alamin this is our first edition and special program on your Madani channel with regards to the moments of celebration, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We were discussing a day of reward, the dear viewers of Madini channel, and then we linked towards Madinatul Munawwara. Now we are back, alhamdulillah, and we turn towards Mawlana Ziyad Madini Hafidhahullah. We are trying to understand how should a person celebrate the day of Eid, mashallah, azza wa jalla. It's a day of reward as well. At the same time, we are learning and understanding how to have a balance between celebrating and missing the days of Ramadan at the same time, alhamdulillah. So, Mawlana Sahib, sometimes people think that the day of Eid is only the day and the moment of celebration itself. It's the day of breaking every boundary and every limit and going to far levels and extent of celebrating the day itself. And some people will celebrate the day for three consecutive days at the same time. So, subhanAllah, spiritually speaking, what should a believer do on the day of Eid, Ya Sayyidi? How should a true believer celebrate and treat the day of Eid itself?
MashaAllah, a beautiful question and to point us in a beautiful direction. The day of Eid is a day of reward. It's a day of gratitude for us. Why we say gratitude is because when you receive some reward, when you receive something good, what is your first reaction to it? Our first reaction is gratitude. If someone gives us a gift, then what is our first reaction? We say, Jazakallahu khairan. We say, may Allah accept it. we say thank you in English. So we express gratitude. When Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed this gift of Ramadan upon us and then the gift of Eid upon us, this special reward, Allah, then what is it that we should show? We should show gratitude in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. As we mentioned earlier regarding the fasting person, the one who fasts in the month of Ramadan, he is excited. Ulama-i Kiram mentioned that that joy that he experiences is a joy upon the completion of the ibadah during the month of Ramadan. The joy of the completion of fasting, of Salatul Taraweeh, of reciting and listening to the Holy Quran. So when one is blessed with all of these opportunities for ibadah, and now he should be grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for all of those opportunities of ibadah. At the same time, we know that we strived and we try to do ibadah. This is a day for us to have hope in our hearts that our ibadat are accepted. It's a day of hope. It's a day of raja. It's a day that we hope that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, please accept my ibadat. For the one for whom the ibadat that he or she has done in the month of Ramadan, for that person, if it was accepted, then the day of Eid is a day of Eid.
Allah.
And for the one for whose ibadat have not been accepted, then the day of Eid is actually a day of wa'id, a day of warning, a day of caution for that person. On this day, especially, try not to commit any sin. Try our best not to commit any sin so that we can truly feel this as a day of Eid, as a day in which we worshipped and obeyed Allah Azza wa Jal to the best of our ability. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And again, any pious deed that we try to do, always be humble about it. So we've strived so much to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, to do pious deeds. This is a day for us to show humility in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not to be boastful regarding that which we've done, but to humbly present ourselves in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and plead for acceptance. For we know that Allah Azza wa Jal is not in need of any of the ibadat that we try to do. Allah Azza wa Jal is not in need of these ibadat. Rather, we are in need of doing these ibadat, and furthermore, we are in need of these ibadat being accepted from us. And so, this is the day that we humble ourselves in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and say, Taqabbal Allah, O Allah Azza wa Jal, please accept it. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept whatever efforts we've tried to put in. This is the spirit that a person should have on the day of Eid, that whilst you are celebrating the day of Eid, you also remember that I'm a abd from the ibad of Allah. I'm a slave, a servant from amongst the slaves and servants of Allah Azza wa Jal, in need of His mercy, in need of His acceptance. This will keep us humble and it will keep us grounded.
Kya baat? MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. So Eid is a day of celebration where gratitude wears a smile. SubhanAllah. Kya baat? Smile, dear viewers, smile, be happy and share this happiness with others. Remember the hadith of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the best worship after your fara'id is to cause happiness to enter into the hearts of others.
Wow.
Allahu Akbar. So today is the day where you can make other relative family members, your friends happy, because it's a day of showing happiness and distributing happiness too. SubhanAllah. Let's turn to Mawlana Sohail Sahib once again. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla. You know, little children grow up loving Eid. And I would think the reason for that is because they know it's a day of gifts. Mm-hmm. The day of receiving money, as we discussed earlier, right? How can parents teach them the spiritual aspect of Eid itself, the spiritual meaning of Eid? Eid is, of course, the day where you will receive all of this because it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But together with that, how can we teach and educate our children who maybe never fast, but they were looking forward to the day of Eid? Maybe many children fasted, they tried practicing fasting in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. How should they understand the spiritual meaning of Eid itself, Ya Sayyidi?
That's also very important because that's obviously regarding tarbiyat as well, especially for children. And that comes down to mentioning firstly the blessings of Ramadan. You know, like for example, someone may think, but why must I wake up and eat something? Or why must I wake up and drink something? But it's like you do something without, you earn profits without any capital or any investment. Because to eat in the time of Sahri, you get rewarded, you get blessings for eating at that time, subhanAllah. You know, mentioning to them the greatness every moment in the blessed month of Ramadan, you know, Allah's mercy, we are forgiven in that blessed month of Ramadan al-Kareem. You know, at the time of Iftar, encouraging them that, you know, instead of sitting. And it is natural for children, you know. They'll end up sitting in front and they'll start, you know, placing things in their plate already. Because, you know, what happens in Ramadan is something that we don't do in our daily life, you know. And encouraging them at that time to make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Encouraging them at that time. The reason why we should make dua, that Allah azza wa jal forgives people. That at the time of iftar, Allah azza wa jal forgive 60,000 such people upon whom Jahannam became wajib. And now when they see this joy, and you notice naturally also children, especially toddlers, they see you waking up for suhoor, they see you reciting Quran, then they become a bit curious. Like I know at my younger sibling, one of them when he was a small toddler, after iftar, you know, here in Durban especially, after suhoor, the family sits and recites Quran. So the younger children, they'll put their burqa on. So my younger siblings will put a burqa on. They want to touch it. They want to see what you're reading. They're inquisitive about it. So now they see a value in it, you know. And that's how the training starts automatically. Encourage them that at the time of iftar, you know, the blessings of giving someone iftar, that even if, you know, at home, they take a date at the time of iftar and a glass of water, they give it to the relative and the family. Subhanallah. So now they know that, you know, I've worked so hard. I've strived now, so this is the day now for me to joy. This is the day for me to cash it in. This is the day for me to eat. In the month of Ramadan, you know, I was restricted. I couldn't eat wherever I wanted, you know, especially younger children. But now they
and
know
many of them, you know, could have eaten secretly because they're children, you know, they're in school. And I really admired this year. My experience was that we had one of the hottest weathers in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning days of Ramadan and Kareem. And this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Various countries experience different types of weathers, right? But children who are under training and mashallah, azza wa jalla, they're taking the spiritual training from their parents and they fast and go to school, ya Sayyidi. I have seen, mashallah, azza wa jalla, the children mention that, you know, I was thirsty. I was very thirsty. My friends were drinking water. But, you know, Abba, I held my nafs back.
MashaAllah.
I was like, no, I'm fasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wow. And yet, before iftar, because of over 15, 16 hours, you know, even others would not understand and fathom, how can Muslim children fast? This is not a vegetable fast.
Mm.
This is not a fast just from certain items you can drink, but you can't eat, or you can eat and you can't drink. No, this is no eating, no drinking, nothing until sunset. Ya Sayyidi.
Mm-hmm.
Islam is a beautiful religion, subhanAllah. What a beautiful deen this is, that, you know, preps children from such a little age and strengthens their iman. They are children, you know. They would do many things and not tell their parents. But they wouldn't do this one thing.
Mashallah.
To go secretly eat something and come back and say, you know. They wouldn't do that. Why? Because they know that this is for the sake of Allah subhanAllah.
See this, the discipline that this gives.
Yeah.
That parents are often complaining regarding their children's discipline, that the child isn't disciplined. But if we point our children in the direction of Islam, living an Islamic lifestyle, then automatically this discipline comes in, that the child knows that for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, I have to do so. So this tarbiyah is given throughout the month of Ramadan. It should continue through the days of Eid and throughout the year.
MashaAllah.
As you were conscious, Allah was watching you. So too, be conscious, Allah is watching you and Allah will always be watching you.
MashaAllah.
So, as you didn't disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, you didn't eat, you didn't drink, you didn't backbite, you didn't lie, you didn't tell tales, you didn't do all of these wrongs in the month of Ramadan because you were conscious, Allah Azza wa Jal is watching me. So too now on the day of Eid and so too beyond the day of Ramadan, our beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. And so that training that you've gotten through the month of Ramadan needs to be continued and practiced even out of the month of Ramadan.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Many parents out there who, to encourage and motivate their children, promised big, big presents after Ramadan.
MashaAllah.
Allahu Akbar. Please, please do fulfill your promises you have made to your children out there, because this will actually demotivate them if they don't receive what they have been promised from their parents. You know, out of motivation. Beta or Beti, if you fast after Ramadan, you're going to get this gift and surprise from us, you know.
Mashallah.
Now they are looking forward to that. And you have given some motivation from your side. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So, Ya Sayyidi, we are discussing moments of celebration. And so many Madani pearls we have heard from our two guests, mashallah, today on this beautiful program, dear viewers. But what we need to understand, and what I also want to understand, is that can WhatsApp shed some light that many people are found crying on the day of Eid.
Allah.
We all understand, we all know, we just discussed now how important it is to show happiness, right? To the extent that a person not even supposed to fast on the day of Eid. There are 5 days in a year when a person should not fast.
Mm-hmm.
And both the Eids are included in this as well. It is haram to fast on the day of Eid. So if it's haram to fast on the day of Eid and a mu'min and believer is commanded to partake in happiness and to show gratitude and khushiyah, to be happy, why do some people cry on the day of Eid as well? What connection does tears have to do with joy itself?
MashaAllah. You know, you get two types of tears, eh?
Allah,
you get
Allah,
tears of sadness and you get tears of joy.
Right.
I think on the day of Eid, people might experience both.
Allah.
The sadness of the month of Ramadan leaving and the happiness of the day of Eid, the day of rewards coming in. So subhanAllah, there is a reason for them to cry. The other thing that we should note is that tears tend to flow from the eyes when the heart has become very soft. And that is good news as well. That if on the day of Eid, tears still flow from your eyes, then alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan has softened the heart.
Allah.
So it is the joy that I have managed, I've been blessed to accomplish good things, ibadat, in the month of Ramadan. And at the same time, Ramadan Sharif has taken effect upon the heart. You see, you realize that people have felt the plight of the poor through the month of Ramadan. Why? Because fasting has kept us away from eating and drinking. We have been blessed to feel that which the poor have felt. And therefore, we see that charity is so widespread in the month of Ramadan.
Yes.
That people give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They give in the path of Allah azza wa jal. And on the day of Eid, when the heart is still soft through the month of Ramadan, they give even sadaqatul fitr. They give charity again in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So now they have become empathetic. They don't just feel a sympathy, rather it's an empathy that when they give to the poor, then they know that I myself have felt that which you feel.
Allah.
And now I am giving from the heart. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So these special feelings come upon a person. It becomes a day that is spiritual, that you feel that alhamdulillah, Allah bless me to accomplish goals that I didn't know I could accomplish. But in the month of Ramadan, I was blessed to be able to accomplish those goals. Allah Azza wa Jal places a special mercy in the hearts of the believers throughout the month of Ramadan, and that continues onto the day of Eid. There's a spirit of forgiveness that we find on the day of Eid, that we go and meet relatives, we meet people, even if someone wronged us. Even if someone wronged us, you find that the heart is soft and we want to forgive. And why do we want to forgive? Because we think to ourselves that someone might have wronged me. Someone might have done something that they were not supposed to do. I have also done things I was not supposed to do. That in our own ways, we could have been disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us. And we yearn for forgiveness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So now when we meet people on the day of Eid, that feeling comes into our hearts that I desire forgiveness. And so I too should become forgiving. I desire mercy. And so I too should become merciful. So these spiritual feelings overtake a person on the day of Eid. And that's so important, that Eid is not just spent as a ritual, that people just do these certain things on the day of Eid because this is what's expected of them. But rather, when the heart became soft through the month of Ramadan, now Eid is not just a ritual, now Eid is spiritual. We feel these emotions in our hearts on the day of Eid, and that is good news that alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan has taken effect on you.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah. So yes, we have got Madri pearls to also go and reconcile with those that we are not speaking to, with those that we have not attended to. Allahu Akbar. Go home, dear viewers, hug that person, because Eid, it's not just a festival, dear viewers. It is a graduation in a believer's life. Jiha. It is a spiritual graduation in a believer's life. It is not just a festival. It is a graduation day, alhamdulillah. Today, you are graduating, subhanallah, from the hardships that you endured in the month of Ramadan to become spiritually boosted. You killed your nafs. You suppressed your nafs. You held your hunger. All of this were weaknesses, dear viewers, but you've done it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Excessive eating makes you lazy, makes you tired. Jiha, shaitan enters us through our stomach. through hunger as well. But all of this was done so that you could gain taqwa and piety. Jiha, the Quran teaches us, fasting was for you to attain piety and taqwa, for you to gain more fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how this is going to happen? After Eid, stick to the principles that you have learned in the month of Ramadan. Okay. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Mawlana Sahib, I want to know from yourself, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, what you intend to do once you leave from here.
I just leave from here, inshallah. Then
Allahu Akbar.
There is, like, you know, you mentioned earlier, visiting relatives. Allah. So, you know, we're going to visit some relatives.
Inshallah.
And the fun of that was, you know, the talk was now whether we're going to give or get Eid. Going to that relative's house. Subhanallah. So the excitement is still there. You know, it made me think of something. It is really sad in the time that we are living in that great and auspicious days like this, the value of it is lost. Especially, you know, amongst our homes and our societies and communities. And it has become like a formality, unfortunately, that it's the day of Eid, we are fasted in Ramadan, and today wear new clothes and have a meal with the family and that's it. But we don't see the bigger picture of it. You know, we don't try to understand it. We don't have that feeling of it. Like even, you know, meeting people, it becomes like a formality. Oh, because it's the day of Eid, Assalamu alaikum, Eid Mubarak. But we must ask ourselves, do we really mean it in our heart to meet? When we're meeting someone, are we meeting them with sincerity? Are we greeting them following the sunnah of Rasulullah? Even when we are asking for forgiveness, you know, it's the month of Ramadan al-Kareem, the month of Rahmah and mercy. And in that month, we beg Allah for His forgiveness. Imagine, we want the Rabb's forgiveness, but we cannot forgive makhluk. And it really is scary at the times that we are. What advice would you give, especially, you know, when we have feelings like this at times, when you see this happening, especially to, you know, youngsters out there, because nowadays the biggest poison out there and the trainers for them is social media. And at times they get the wrong information from there, especially celebrating this day of Eid, you know. What would you say to them?
Look, as time goes, Mawlana Sahib, I have noticed that a lot of people add more to the celebrations itself. Customs are created by people. And people add on to it, and add on to it, and add on to it. And then there are some customs that become part of the deen itself, yet this is not the case, and this is not the reality. But people add it into it. We would say, Ya Sayyidi, that we should stick to our principles of our pious predecessors. Everything has a limit. Today is the day of Eid, the day of happiness, but when you follow the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every other action, why not in the action of Eid itself?
Mashallah.
There are sunnahs of Eid. Throughout the year you follow Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you need to know, what did my Aqa do on the day of Eid?
Subhanallah.
Jiha, how he would take Hasnain Karimain to the masjid. Wow. Subhanallah, to the Eidgah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. How he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would feed the poor. How he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would cast his merciful gaze on those who are needy, subhanallah. He would not want to see any person suffering due to whatever problem on the day of Eid. It is a day of happiness, dear viewers. So, happiness for some people is just being to yourself, being locked behind closed doors, day of Eid. You know, it's too rushy here and there. I'm not going to go anywhere. Stay locked, stay in, stay neat, tidy with nice new clothes and cook nice pot of food, mashallah. Family members come, eat, go, meet. This is how it is, mashallah. If this makes you happy, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. You do this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is most understandable. You know, people's tolerance level is tested in the month of Ramadan. Usually those who are garam mizaj throughout the year is dangerous. But in the month of Ramadan, they are a no-go zone. You know, you should not even go close to them, especially at the time of iftar. There are more chances that those people have violated more rights because of ghussa. Anger is like that. Dear viewers, unfortunately, it's like that. It happens. Least when you would not expect it to happen. You are happy, but hunger does this, and especially at the time of iftar. So today is the day of Eid. Jiha, seek forgiveness for all those moments, sour moments that you may have had with the family members, you know, on the table, at the iftar table. And seek forgiveness from your family members, from your children, from your wives. Smaller ones should show respect to those who are elders. Elders should show shafqat and love to those who are smaller in age. And this is our beautiful deen, that you take everyone together and you flock. Dear viewers of Madani channel, so do not forget, today is the day of rewards. The day of receiving khair and barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's turn towards our guests, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, who kept us accompanied and shared with us amazing Madani pearls from the very beginning of this program. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khairan, Mawlana Sahib, for all those wonderful advices you have given and shared with us on this program, alhamdulillah. Parting words, Ya Sayyidi. We have come to the end of the program, and mashallah, Azza wa Jalla, there's still so much more that we would love to hear from Mawlana Sahib. But what's your one good message that you would like to leave the viewers of Madani Channel with, inshallah?
I would like to leave us all, especially myself, with this message that the month of Ramadan passes and the day of Eid comes, and it leaves a very important message for us that we need to grasp and hold on to. And that is, as we strive in the month of Ramadan and we are blessed with the reward upon the day of Eid, so too our lives also are like the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan symbolizes our lives, and Eid should symbolize our death.
Allah.
That throughout our lives, strive, work hard, worship Allah Azza wa Jal, please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that when life comes to an end, then we actually have our Eid. Then we have the Eid that Ghawth-e Paak rahmatullah alayhi spoke about, that when I leave the dunya with my iman intact, that is the day of Eid for me. So enjoy this day of Eid, but thinking about our lives and our death. Remember, we are still in the Ramadan of our lives, in the sense that it's still the time of striving.
Allah.
Why? Because there is still breath within us. Our hearts are still beating. We are still alive. Our Eid is going to come once we depart from this world with iman intact, having accomplished our goal of pleasing our Rabb. And so let's keep striving and work hard for that day of rewards, as this is a reward for the month. That will be a reward for our lives.
Kya baat hai, mashallah. Dear viewers of the Madani Channel, these are amazing Madani pearls which Mawlana Ziyad Madani Sahib has given us. Shukran Habibi, shukran Barakallah. We hope that you enjoy the rest of the day.
Yes,
and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we hope that we could spend time again. Allah Kareem, make it possible that next year as well we be together. And we get to meet with the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. Make dua that Allah Kareem keeps us healthy, dear viewers, that we make the best in the month of Ramadan. If you did not achieve any spiritual goal that you set for yourself, next year make niyyah, inshallah, azza wa jal, you will accomplish that, inshallah. Eid is a day of smiles, alhamdulillah, so keep smiling. It is also the day of reflection, so keep reflecting and performing introspection, dear viewers. Because the real question is not, did we celebrate Eid? The real question is, did we earn Eid or not? If you have earned it, by all means you can celebrate it. And if you have not, then keep fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's turn to Mawlana Suhail Khan Sahib, mashallah Sayyidi. Any parting words from yourself before we come to the end of today's program, inshallah?
Inshallah. Some small words, as mashallah, you're my senior, and mashallah, you know, giants. May Allah azza wa jal keep me under your guidance, inshallah azza wa jal. You know, Ramadan is a guest. You know, normally when a guest comes to us, we have to do the preparations as host.
Ramadan is such a guest
that it comes to prepare us. It comes to treat us.
Allah, Allah.
And as
Allah.
Ramadan treated us, that, you know, we didn't have to do it much, if you think about it. Every moment, everything we do is rewardable. You know, we got rewards for it, for fasting, waking up early part of the morning, sacrificing, you know, hunger. Food is something very dear to a person. Sacrificing that which is dear, this heat, these hot days that we have passed by, let it not go in vain, in the sense that now, because it's the day of Eid today, and we are going to lead a normal life after that, basically. Because remember, shaitan is now out. And especially now, you know, today is the day of Eid, I was thinking, you know, the fat shaitan and the thin shaitan. So we don't want to make any fat shaitan. So when we are eating especially, don't forget to say Bismillah before eating, inshallah. And, you know, use or whatever we practice in the month of Ramadan, because 30 days is enough to make someone practical. As the masjids were full, such a beautiful atmosphere, subhanallah. You know, Eid day is so amazing, Huzur, that imagine if every Fajr Salah was jam-packed the way Eid Salah was packed. You know, the roads, I know you're in Durban, the traffic becomes such around the community and society, because people know that today is the Muslim celebration, the Muslim's Eid. But let's make Eid a legacy
that on a daily basis the masjid have this atmosphere. The roads must be blocked. Why? Because we haven't forgot the lesson that Ramadan has given you and I to reflect and think and turn to Rabb Azza wa Jal.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Mawlana. We really appreciate these words of wisdom and Madani pearls which came flowing from your side. Alhamdulillah. Allah Kareem, hame amal ki tawfiq ata farmaye. Shukran to both of our ulama ikram. And we are honestly, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, in a state where we would love to be with our viewers of Madani channel and hear from you as well. How was your day going in the first place, mashallah? We hope that you are having a wonderful day. We hope that you are not facing any trouble, any difficulties on this day. If you are, for some reason, observe sabr and patience, inshallah, azzawajallah. Allah is with you, jiha. And everything that has caused discomfort to you, anything that has caused trouble to you, all these hardships will come to an end. Because after every hardship, there is ease. Verily, with every hardship, there is ease. So inshallah, azza wa jalla, pin all your hopes upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, if Ramadan brought you closer to Allah azza wa jalla, if Ramadan changed your heart, your mind and your soul, then today truly is your day of reward. Because today is the day of Eid. Today is the day of gaining your rewards and your sawab, subhanallah. So from all of us here in studio, from the moments of celebration, we say Eid Mubarak to you and your families, mashallah. May Allah accept our fasting, our prayers, and our efforts. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good. And wherever you are, keep reciting durood and salawat upon the most exalted creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Moments of celebration. Celebrate life with hearts that pray. Celebrate life with hearts that pray. Moments of celebration.